Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving crockets when we need them.
And here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Joining us all the way from Lake Charles, Louisiana, where not all the walls are in one piece, is Rob Morris. How you doing, sir? How's the repair going?
You know, your heating, ventilating, and air conditioning bill goes up when you take your walls down.
I can imagine that.
In hindsight,
I'm curious. When you guys are involved in a natural disaster like this, do the utilities get in there and go, do they come at you like, I don't know, I would imagine, and I'm you know, I got no idea, but I just, in my mind's eye, I hear them calling you up sounding like funeral home directors going, we know in your time of need that you need our help.
Yes and no.
Okay.
The good news is our utility rates are fairly low. I think I've got four or five nuclear plants near me. This is the home of natural gas, which is used in a lot of the power plants down here. And typically in these natural disasters, telephone poles take it right in the teeth. There were some people who were without power for a month after a hurricane. So the utility doesn't get to gloat too much.
Right.
They come up and say, yeah, we know it stinks. Pay us when you can. We're sorry we left you without power for so long.
Okay.
It's a pretty reasonable compromise.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
What drives everybody crazy is an abandoned home where, oh, now it freezes, pipes burst, and the city's going, oh, that's why we can't provide water because all these abandoned homes have burst pipes. Now we have to go door to door and shut off people's water. That's a real pain.
I don't think people understand the importance of the pressure on the pipes that they try to maintain, where if one... And it's, on the one hand, it's genius that they've been able to figure out how to do it. On the other hand, somebody should be murdered for putting it together that way.
Yes and no. I understand just what you mean.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well,
so.
Hey, I've got it. I read the judge's decision in the California AR case.
Yes, sir.
My God, a 94-page decision, he said California's ban on AR-style rifles is unconstitutional, and he did it in a way that even a journalist could understand. He's very plain-spoken for a appeals court judge. He says the AR rifle is a perfect combination of home defense weapon and homeland defense equipment. It's the kind of versatile gun that lies at the intersection of the firearms protected under both Heller and Miller. One talked about guns for civilians. The other talked about the role of the militia. Yet the state of California makes it a crime to have an AR. When a citizen complains that the government is infringing, then it is the government that must carry the burden of justifying its restrictions of Second Amendment rights.
Sure.
The civilian rifle has design features similar to a military rifle, doesn't detract from its constitutional protections, and actually enhances a firearm's constitutional protections for militia readiness. The court finds that prohibited features do not change an AR-15 rifle from a benign weapon into, quote, an incredibly effective killing machine, quote. This court therefore declares the California statute to be unconstitutional.
And yet, despite all that, which sometimes you have to sit back and look at the Democrats and just appreciate their sheer audacity.
Yes.
Because they'll get out there, and if the court goes the way they want it to, that's settled law. If you say right. anything against it, you're a communist and a fool and the Antichrist and a racist. Well, on the other hand, if it goes against them, of course, they're on the wrong side of history. You know, think of the other cliches as well. Out comes the Goebbels handbook. Here we go. And in the meantime, with that ruling, now I'm curious, because I don't know, with that ruling, they're going to appeal this.
I think they already did.
So does that mean that is there a stay on this now or what?
Judge Benitez did impose a 30-day stay for that appeal, yes. So they've asked it to be reviewed by a 3-judge panel, and if they lose that, then they'll go and ask it tonight. What's amazing to me is they assume that they can, whether they win or lose with the 3-judge panel, they still have enough of a majority in the Ninth Circuit that they'll win there, and I think they're assuming that the U.S. Supreme Court will not take the case. That's simply the way to bet. If they knew they were going to take the case, then they wouldn't appeal it, because they'd rather have it hold simply for California than have that law become law of the land across the country.
Right. Well,
yeah.
See, I find that to be precipitous when you start playing that lawfare thing.
Yes.
Because, you know, anybody wants to own an AR-15 there, in California, there's two ways to do it. Lawfare or move.
Right.
And
can we talk about what I've got pages on what the judge says. How far do you want to go?
Hey, as far as you'd like to take it, that's fine with me. We got 2 minutes left in this segment. How far can you take it with that?
Well, with that, here we go. The state says that the banned features of a California assault rifle make the gun more accurate. Well, it's not clear that a less accurate rifle would reduce the number of victims in any mass shooting. Now, a less accurate rifle may very well result in different victims, but not necessarily fewer of them. On the other hand, in the very real examples of self-defense, which seem to be far more common, taking accurate shots at attackers is vitally important for the innocent victim. Wow. Wow. The judge is saying, you need more than theory here. Don't tell me what might happen. Here, we've lived with these firearms. Oh, one fascinating thing. He says the courts were doing it wrong because the standard was changed under Heller and McDonald. And he says all these laws that didn't cite the examples of Heller and McDonald, those don't apply. Go find the PDF. It's accessible. Read it. It's amazing, Bill.
Yeah, that's a big wipe it off the table sweep of the arm there.
Yes,
coming up on the first break, how do they find you, sir?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I also co-host at the Polite Society podcast. Each one comes out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizens column on AMLand. And, Bill, thank you for having me here with you and the Ninjas. Talk to you after the break.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. He's been looking at this latest thing to come out of California, eh?
Yeah, let's. I want to just drop one little comment on it. Cam Edwards looked at it, and he already looked at some of the legal comments that have come out. And the comments he thought were very informative in that there's, and you just touched on it, there's this growing disconnect between the law and what Democrat politicians say. They go, guns, this, that, the other thing. I go, look, if you want to change the way the Constitution is written, go for it. There are rules to do that. But what you're doing breaks the law. Now, you can say otherwise, you can pretend otherwise, you can pretend to pack the Supreme Court, but the words have meaning. Why don't you just change the rather than pack the Supreme Court, why don't you just go and change the Constitution? Go for it. See if you've got the votes to do that. I don't. I think Cam's hit it on the head.
Well, that's, they know. They can't get 36 states to change the Constitution.
I know that. Well, they can, but they think that if they get enough news reporters to skew history and maybe they can not have to. Speaking of history, I wrote an article because of recent historical events. You know, you and I have this normalcy bias. We all do. We assume that tomorrow is pretty much like today. That's how we plan our lives. That's actually how we plan our politics. But then when we stop and think about it, we remember, oh, wait a minute, the world's full of surprises. We simply ignore the bad things that happen because they happen so infrequently, which is great news. But again, it's like saying you don't need a fire extinguisher until suddenly you smell smoke and you change your opinion. And this week, we were reminded how governments have really hurt us. And when I consider these events and I ask if the police were there to protect honest citizens, or would these citizens have been better off if they could have defended themselves? Do you know the event I'm thinking of, Bill?
Describe it one more time for me.
Okay. I'll tease you a little bit. Almost 100 years ago to the day, thousands of black citizens in Tulsa, Oklahoma, had to depend on the police for protection. Now you know where I'm going, right?
Yeah. The Tulsa race war, yeah.
The Tulsa riots, where thousands of black men and women saw their homes, their shops, their businesses burned to the ground by white mobs. None of these honest black men and women saw the need for armed defense, not the day before they needed it so desperately.
Right.
And that was still post-Reconstruction Jim Crow. Those black men and women were probably disarmed, even though this was after World War I.
Right. Well, I mean, up to 64, I mean,
Right. Yeah.
In the Democratic-held areas, they had a very hard time.
Right. It was 32 years ago when over 10,000 unarmed students and teachers were murdered by Chinese politicians and the Chinese military in Tiananmen Square. The bodies were deliberately crushed and pulverized by tanks, scooped up by bulldozers, and then dumped to hide the actual number of protesters who were murdered. Remember, China has strict gun control for civilians. More recent history, 29 years ago, Korean shop owners in Los Angeles tried to stop black mobs from looting and burning their homes and businesses.
Right.
25 years before that, though, California had barred those shop owners from carrying handguns in public. Fortunately, a few of them were armed with rifles. Today, those are the same rifles that California politicians want to ban.
Yeah.
This is a national problem, international problem. It was 6 years ago when 43 students at a teacher's college in Mexico were murdered by government officials who colluded with drug gangs. Remember that Mexico has strict gun control laws.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They got one gun shop.
Yeah.
You can only buy a caliber that the military doesn't use.
Yep.
And they've used 22.
Yeah. Yes. It was only a few months ago when thousands of protesters in Hong Kong were arrested and forced into trains going to re-education and slave labor camps. Chinese officials said that the citizens of Hong Kong are disarmed for their own protection. Our memory plays a trick on us. It says, yeah, bad things happen every day, but somewhere else and not to us. And the great news is that for most of us, our peace is only interrupted by widely separated events of violence. And then we forget our perspective when peace is the rule. That makes it so easy to believe a politician who just sits back in an air-conditioned office and slowly explains that in the United States, no, we really don't need armed defense. Yeah, but that same claim is unbelievable if that politician were shouting it in front of a building burning during a riot.
Well, it's like that, you know, we talked about this Friday, the sheriff in L.A. County who's out there saying, he got on Instagram and said, violent crime is up 36%. And if you can show a compelling need to carry a gun, we might let you.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
Crime's out of control, therefore you should be disarmed.
Yeah.
Well, here's the great news, Bill, and this is why I appreciate the ninjas so much, why they are my people, why I am one of them. You know, I hope for peace, and that's why I'm armed. Because we're armed, politicians don't send in the tanks. Because we're armed, people died of heart attack when, a million and a half people came to the White House and Congress to protest a stolen election.
We're headed to
that
the next break.
Talking.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. Headed to the next break. I want to expand on that when we get back. Talking Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with Guatemala's president on Monday. She's in Latin America to address the root causes behind mass migration to the United States. Harris also meeting with community leaders to discuss why folks in Central America are leaving for the United States.
Russell Johnson is a rancher in New Mexico. He shares with Fox News why he believes Harris's trip to Guatemala misses the crisis.
The root problem might be down there in Guatemala, Honduras, Northern Triangle, but the problem with the United States is right here on our border. It's very disappointing to see our elected officials going down to another country and basically putting the citizens of this country on the back burner.
President Biden continuing to talk with Republicans this week to try to hammer out a new infrastructure spending plan. This is USA Radio News. The White House is responding to criticism as to why President Biden didn't post a commemoration of the 77th D-Day invasion on Sunday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters,
"Well, I can tell you that certainly the his value for the role that men and the men who served on D-Day and the memory of them, the families who have kept their memories alive over the course of years on this day is something the president has spoke to many, many times in the past. It's close to his heart, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's more we would have to say on it."
Yeah. The White House briefing room also returning to full capacity. Major airline executives want travel between the United States and the United Kingdom to be more convenient. They're calling on President Biden to allow UK travelers to freely cross the pond if they are fully vaccinated or can prove they've tested negative for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory, if it'll play.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse.
Let's back up.
Yes.
I said guns keep politicians talking to us rather than letting the police turn us into a police state. If the police are the only people who have guns, that's not a good thing. It leads to violence. You said you wanted to talk about that.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys named it. I mean, you and Paul and all of y'all. I mean, the armed society is a polite society.
Right.
Right now, we've been going through a couple of things that make that more prevalent today than ever before. We have learned we've forgotten how to talk to each other while we've been locked away.
Ah!
Everybody seems to think it's perfectly okay just to fly off at the handle, Details be damned. Now, so far, we're actually down in homicides this year, which is a good thing. That means we've had fewer riots rolling across the plain, the fruited plain. But at the same time, we got a bunch of people rolling. I mean, one of the most eye-opening things that happens whenever I do fill-in work,
yes,
is they always have a text line, and I never talk about the texts that are so, that are very, very, very dark. Right? I get them from all corners. I'm called a racist. I'm called a bigot. I'm called all kinds of phobes. And then, you know, because I do this for a living, I just pour gasoline on the fire and say, well, do you know what a hoplophobe is? That's what you are. You're a hoplophobe. Oh, what? Hey, you think all that you're talking about that you're going to do to me and my mom is going to be free, huh? Okay, yeah, sure. And, you know, all that stuff. I get a kick out of that. So, I mean, by the same token, though, I sit back and I say, you know, we really have lost that civility, right?
Isn't that interesting?
And I try to talk to, I don't ever, you know, I'm not going up there going, hi there, I'm a radio host. Would you like to talk to me? I just, if I see somebody, black, white, plaid, doesn't matter, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Yeah?
Right.
That's a nice car you got there. I love that kind of car. I had a car like that when I was a kid. That's splendid. I mean, did you do all the work? You know, something to break the ice. I'm not even going to introduce myself. I'm just talking to him to be in the same space as whoever that is for 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
Or 5 or 10 seconds even. And we've lost that. And by taking most of the people that default to violence are not armed.
Right.
And I think that has a little bit to do with what we see in certain places. But the cops taking the guns out of the hands of the law-abiding, what is that going to attack?
Right.
That's all that's going to attack is armed self-defense. That's all it's going to attack. It's not going to make anything safer. Not going to make anything easier. I mean, I looked at some stats today. I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Hobson?
Well, I like your point. And we are in the middle of a number of social experiments. When we adopted TV as mass media, we had no idea what it would do to us. We really didn't.
Nope.
When we gave every child a cell phone, we thought we were giving them the world at their fingertips. In fact, what we are is exposing them, to some pretty dangerous things in the world, including nonstop criticism from their peers. If you thought it was tough to be an adolescent in junior high school, imagine what happens when they can bombard your phone 24/7. Wow, we can't protect our kids. We found, and this struck close to home in my family, teenage girls see more ads about how women are supposed to look than their grandmothers did in their entire lifetime.
Yep.
And that led to a surge in anorexia. Very few of us look like fashion models.
See, you know, that irritates me more than anything else, that one little thing, because I walk around, I don't care what anybody thinks about the way I look. But I know that there's a lot of people that stigmatizes where they're too fat, they're too thin, they're too this, they're too that, their hair's the wrong color, their nose is the wrong length, whatever it is. And you know what? We were born this way. This way. Whenever somebody calls me a racist, I'm like, didn't have a lot to do with that.
Right. I just
if you're getting out there and you're going to lay that on me just by virtue of my melanin or lack of it, I didn't have a whole lot to do with that.
And isn't that what you just brought up? And the point I think is very well made. Living on our phones during COVID made that worse.
God.
We need more back fence, less screen, less cell phone. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
When I was a kid to entertain myself, I used to fold up a piece of paper into a triangle and pretend like it was a football.
And
I would develop hand-eye coordination messing with that piece of paper like it was a football. I could kick field goals with it. I mean, we played whole games with it.
Right.
And, I mean, it was sort of like air hockey without any air. And, you know, One time we played a game of kickball when I was a kid in the third grade without a ball. We would just run up and pretend like we were kicking it and point where it was going, and then, you know.
And then practice chasing wherever you pointed. I think that's important.
Now, if you take somebody's phone away from them nowadays.
Wow.
You need to have a club because you're going to have to beat them to death to keep them from trying to tear you apart to get to that phone.
On the other hand, you've seen these memes. I love them dearly. My kids are already older, so I didn't have to use this. Where there's this mom goes, you didn't do your chores. I changed the Wi-Fi login. Come see me after the dishes are done and the garbage is taken out and your rooms are straightened up. Then we'll talk. You know, I go, oh, she who has the login carries a pretty big stick. I get
That's a thing. That's a thing. There have been whole YouTube channels that have grown up over this incel thing where the kids never leave the house, never leave their room,
wow,
only want to play video games or that. And some of them are hilarious. But I
bet it is.
The sad part is they're probably based on truth.
Isn't that, like I said, this is an experiment in sociological factors, and we do not know how it will end.
I think we have sort of an idea of how it's going to end. We can talk about that when we get back. Tell everybody how to find you.
My writing is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast with Paul Lathrop. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizens column at Ammoland. Just put one up today. Once a week, Bill, thank you for having me on. I'll see you after the break.
Yeah, well, we still got about 10 seconds. I mean, I'm going to come at you with a few things when we get back, though.
Good.
I can just imagine your article from some of this stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salute line, the militia line, the reformation line, Providence. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Rob Morse. And Rob was just talking about the social experiment we're under and musing out loud. I wonder how this turns out. How we think it's going to turn out. And how do you think it turns out, Rob?
Bill, we're running so many experiments. We, and this is literally true, we see children become more violent when they see violence on TV.
Sure.
We see them disassociate when they think the people on their cell phone are more real than their neighbors next door. Wow. We now have tech companies that are more powerful than governments. They can distort our view of the world, make us think that things that are real are not. Bill, I don't know how this is going to play out. What it tells me is that libertarians were right. In the era of this technology, we shouldn't give much power to government because it can be easily manipulated.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So, you know, with all of this, with one exception, where I forget where this was, maybe it was in St. Louis where one of the diners stood up and pulled out one of those little 22 Derringers that look more like a cigarette lighter. We haven't seen any real armed conflict happen between protesters. We've seen armed people standing in front of protesters where they're not doing
right.
anything. And with the exception of Kyle Rittenhouse, nobody's been had to shoot anybody.
I'll agree with you in part. I think Antifa miscalculated when they had a demonstration in Austin.
Yeah, that one. I was just thinking about that one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So one exception does not disprove your statement that that don't play here, homie. You know,
no.
don't they want to confine their activities to cities where they have a pre-bought and paid for prosecutor?
Sure.
There are lots of us that want to sit on that jury and say, no, no, you did the wrong thing. You go to jail for a long time, and I don't care how much Bloomberg pays your lawyer.
So
we'll see how it plays out.
Let's do some stuff with the stuff that you and I specialize in, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to some CDC numbers on gun violence, gun deaths. Okay?
Yes. Yep.
Now, I believe this is from 2018. There were 32,000 mm-hmm. gun deaths that year. Okay. Now,
yep.
remember this. We are told that we are awash in violence, that if we're white and we're white then we're white supremacists, we're killing people, we're this, we're that, and we've got psychiatrists out there walking around fantasizing about killing us just for existing
right.
and being Caucasian. So,
right.
So 32,000 gun deaths last year. That's not even a percentage point of the total population.
Right.
In a nation that's supposed to have a gun violence epidemic. Let's go down from there. Of that, 60% suicide, 19,200.
Right.
Accidents, 3%, 960. Justified homicide, 4%, 1,280. Leaving
right.
10,560 homicides. Of those, 80% of them are gang-related, so that's 8,448.
Right.
Leaving 1,712 people in a country with 330 million people in it being killed in a murder, she wrote, sort of situation. 1,712.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
chance of actually being shot to death by a firearm altogether is 0.00102564102.56%. Math. That's just math, okay? So, what does this tell you? If you're not part of a gang, and if you're not suicidal, the chance is of you dying of a firearm, once again, is... And this is just talking about what your odds are. That becomes 0.00008564. 102.564%.
Now, I want to put that number in perspective. Infinitesimal. And what good do guns do? Okay, roughly speaking, there are 1,000 crimes of passion, homicides. Oh, well, couldn't we reduce that number? Maybe. But remember, there are perhaps 1,000,000 self-defense examples where the defender said, yeah, this gun was really important. I was reading Benita's article where the judge goes, some of the statistics here are just plain bizarre. Expert witness from the state of California said, oh, you know, judge, people hardly need an AR. On average, if you defend yourself, you maybe fire one or two shots. Well, if you look at the most likely number of times you're going to press the trigger, the number is actually zero.
Unless you're in one of the McCluskeys in St. Louis.
Well, but the point being that honest gun owners, most of the time, are able to stop a crime without pressing the trigger.
Yeah, yeah,
in exactly
yeah.
the same way that the police, you know, the thug may come up with an attitude, all of a sudden the cop comes around a corner. The thug doesn't recognize what's happening yet. The cop puts his hand on his gun, and the guy goes, I'm going to leave in a hurry because this was not the fight I had planned. Boom. The bad guys typically run. Thank goodness for the police. I hate when they have to lay hands on people every day. I'm sorry for that. That's a shame. Thank you for doing that terribly difficult job. So there's the benefits we have to count too, Bill.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, then there's the 3 million crimes that are deterred by this, which is what you're leading to. But this is the thing. Those numbers right now we're being told there's a gun violence epidemic in the United States. This is just a symptom of a disease where the media and the government, the elected officials out there pushing for this stuff, are lying to you.
1 out of 300 million. And the media is pitching it.
Yes.
If it weren't for them, we wouldn't buy it.
Yes.
Thank you.
And for the low info voter, that's crucial stuff. And for those that don't take the time to educate themselves, when they vote against their own rights, that's very much to their deterrent. It's very detrimental to them. So, you know, how does this end? This ends badly, because the big problem is, for all of their talking and everything, they haven't done a whole lot of gun prohibition so far. You know, and they don't know where the guns are that they want to ban.
But isn't that fascinating? You said, how will this experiment end? We gave you the world's information at your fingertips. What we didn't realize is that we also made you vulnerable to social pressures and a world full of propaganda.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah.
Who knew that the major media would just roll over and kiss up? Well, networks come, networks go.
Well, the major media believes that they are part of the elite, the self-anointed elite. And the problem is that you know what? We'll have to cover that another day, won't we?
We will.
Yeah. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Oh, Bill, my pleasure.
And Dan is coming up behind you.
Oh, great.
So, anyway. We're gonna roll into hour number two. You can catch Rob the various ways. You can find the podcast. Go check out Slow Facts WordPress blog. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and this is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.